Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's Easter Sunday morning and Jesus is alive. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. That song you just listened to is done by Ron Kennelly with Hosanna Music singing Jesus is Alive. Amen. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Welcome to the 31st day in the month of March 2024. And here's God's word to us today. Jesus is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Our opening scripture is from Matthew chapter 28 verses 5 and 6. And it says, "The angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that you have sent today. Thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. And we thank you for the opportunity to be alive today, to witness this celebratory season, the season where we commemorate the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for life. We thank you for good health and sound mind, for strength. We're also grateful, Father, for your word that you have sent. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is what gave credence to his death and validated our faith. We can see that reference in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. While Jesus was with his disciples, he told them about his death and resurrection. but it's obvious they did not understand him until he was picked up from the Garden of Gethsemane. For about 3.5 years of following Jesus and seeing the mighty miracles which he performed before their very eyes, his disciples had assumed that he would raise an army to facilitate their perpetual victory from the Roman Empire. But his kingdom was not of this world. Little wonder why his disciples deserted him after he was arrested in the garden. As far as they were concerned, Jesus had wasted a good part of their life or their lives in pursuit of emptiness. They were also afraid of what the religious leaders would do to them for flaunting their public support for someone the Pharisees stigmatized as a rebel and blasphemer. They were helplessly disheartened because their hero, who performed unimaginable miracles, could not deploy such powers to help himself. They wished it was a nightmare, but it wasn't, because they saw blood and water gushing out of his gruesomely pierced ribs and ruptured heart. Their leader, who was the greatest rabbi that ever lived, was no longer accessible to them as they watched Joseph of Arimathea lay his lifeless body in a borrowed tomb. In their solitude, they wondered how his arrest and crucifixion went so easy, because they knew he could have defended himself with legions of angels at his beck and call, but he chose to face the shameful death without a fight. As they walked home that Good Friday to prepare for the High Sabbath the following morning, they probably wondered why Jesus didn't call on his Father to avenge his death, but rather asked him to forgive his enemies. While Saturday, the High Sabbath day, appeared very eventful to the Jews and silent for his disciples, Christ was busy in the spirit realm, transacting our eternal freedom from hell and Satan's dominion. Hallelujah. In frustration, Peter called on the rest 10 to join him in a gold fishing expedition, at least to keep their minds distracted from an undeniable reality. Then came Sunday morning, hallelujah, and without notice, Mary showed up with an exciting but unbelievable news about seeing the resurrected Christ. Unsure of what to make of Mary's message, Peter and John ran to the tomb with unknown expectations. They had thought that what their master promised them had become a fiasco, debacle. But now, a glimpse of hope resuscitated as they coursed their way to the fortified tomb. They left the grave disappointed, thinking his body had been stolen. But when he showed up in their midst behind closed doors, hallelujah, they shouted for joy and breathed long sighs of relief. Yes, Jesus is alive. Christ is risen indeed. Maybe you also have some unfulfilled promises which seem dead and buried. But just like the disciples of Jesus, you will breathe a long sigh of relief and shout for joy. Just as the resurrection of Christ brought restored hope to them, every promise of God concerning your life will collide with the power of resurrection, and a fresh hope will rekindle in you. Amen. Rejoice without hesitation, because the Prince of Life has conquered death and the grave for you. Jesus is alive forever. Amen. Happy Easter celebration. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the mighty power that was released when you raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority. I declare that the same resurrection power is at work in me, facilitating my unnegotiated victory over Satan, sin, and the world. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Ronken Ali singing, Jesus is Alive. Yes, Lord, I believe. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you, and happy Easter celebration.
Satan gleamed with pleasure that day at Calvary, for he thought he had won a mighty victory, and like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer. Ooh, but little did they know that their end was drawing near. 'Cause early Sunday morning, just like Jesus said,
Yes to your love. Yes to hope. Yes to your power. Yes to your strength. Yes to your joy.